From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council, though, says it's working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of that test. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon condemned it.
I demand the DPRK cease any further nuclear activities and meets its obligations for verifiable denuclearization.
After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said North Korea's actions pose a threat to international peace and security. Iraq's foreign minister there offering Wednesday to act as a mediator between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Relations between the two countries deteriorated this week, that following the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Protesters stormed the Saudi embassy in Tehran, and Saudi Arabia then cut off diplomatic ties with Iran. Iraq's foreign minister, Ibrahim al-Jafari, said during a joint news conference with his Iranian counterpart that Iraq's placement in the region brings it a role of alleviating tensions. A military spokesman says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters that since coalition airstrikes began August 2014, the Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf says she supports the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential term in office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A constitutional review commission set up by Ms. Sirleaf recommended last year to reduce the number of years the president can serve in office. This is VOA News.